Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker, of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Western Bradford counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's been a lot of talk this week about the decision the state has made about the new Affordable Care Act that's coming into effect from the federal government. It has a lot to do with health insurance, and this has to do with a portion of that act that required states to commit to how they were going to handle this, whether they were going to set up their own exchanges for health insurance or not. What's going on with this? What are some of the reasons why the governor has taken the position he's taken?
Yes, as the Republican majority health chairman in the House of Representatives, I'd like to applaud the governor's decision to not take part in the state-based health care exchange. Governor Corbett's announcement that Pennsylvania will not be pursuing the establishment of a state-based health insurance exchange at this time, as required by the Federal Affordable Care Act, is a wise one. The quality, access, and delivery of health care in this nation is paramount to its citizens. And with little information and direction from the federal government regarding the implementation of state-based exchanges, it simply would not be in the best interest of the Commonwealth to move forward with such an ambiguous plan with a lack of information and certitude in terms of the costs and the implementation of the program and control over the program. This is an issue I've been very vocal about since the Affordable Care Act was first introduced. I'm very pleased the governor took this decisive action in having Pennsylvania join 22 other states in opting out of a costly health care exchange. And the governor really created three major reasons for Pennsylvanians not to participate in a state-based exchange. And I will say that there's probably a couple of dozen reasons not to go into a state-based exchange. But the three major ones was the fact that there's too many unknowns to make the decision, an informed decision, after requiring and requesting answers to pages of information to the federal government. And there's not enough flexibility for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Regulations reveal that states would actually have little authority to operate a state-based exchange, and the cost to Pennsylvania taxpayers could be anywhere from $30 million to $50 million per year, with all the costs solely the responsibility of the states and their taxpayers beginning in 2015. So I strongly believe the decision to not create a state-based exchange is the right one for the Commonwealth at this time, and so it is now up to the federal government to operate its own exchange. So by Pennsylvania deciding not to create its exchange, we default to the federal government to create such exchange, along with all the costs associated thereto.
Also on the health front, there's a lot of talk about this year's flu season, and the State Department of Health has put out some advisories.
Yes, a very serious growth in the influenza illness, especially in the western part of the state of Pennsylvania. As the health chairman, I encourage all citizens to seriously consider getting a vaccine, a flu shot. It can really lead to serious illness, particularly high-risk individuals with other health conditions and the elderly. It's very, very important for people to have this flu vaccine to protect themselves, hopefully, from serious illness this winter season.
And as we come up at the end of the year here, there's an important deadline coming up for seniors.
Yes, a deadline to apply for the 2011 property tax rent rebate program is December 31st. And if individuals who had paid their taxes in 2011 have not filed for their property tax rent rebate, I encourage all Pennsylvania citizens who are 65 years of age or older, widows, widowers, 50 years of age or older, or those 18 years or older with permanent disabilities to come into my office and inquire about possibly getting up to $650 back on their rent or property taxes.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.